The Office of Personnel Management is in the middle of a big study of workplace flexibility. Well, what exactly is OPM trying to find out? For some answers, we turn to a company OPM used to help set up the metrics for the study. Naomi Leventhal is director with Deloitte Consulting, and she specializes in training and management assistance. Good morning. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
It's great to have you. So give us some background on what you did to help OPM get started here.
Sure. OPM was interested in testing out some workplace flexibilities, the opportunity for employees to work anytime, any place, rather than the usual 9-to-5 sit-at-your-desk-in-the-office kind of approach. And Deloitte Consulting was brought in to do an assessment of this pilot project. The pilot project was set up to give the flexibilities to employees and to let them run with it and see what would happen. We've developed a baseline of what employee performance looks like, what behavior looks like, attitude, and what kind of performance metrics are being used to assess the quality of the performance of employees. So we've got a baseline established, and as the pilot moves on, we'll be looking at what the results are in terms of changes, if there are any, to employee performance and productivity. At the end of the pilot project, we'll do an assessment and provide recommendations to OPM for what they can do if they think that there are good ideas here, which we would hope to see, how they can roll it out across OPM and across the federal government in general.
Now, the pilot project you're talking about is the results-only work environment, ROW?
Yes, that's the concept that's being used. And it focuses on maximum flexibilities for employees in how they manage their work time.
So it's not necessarily that you are there in the workplace, but that your work is getting done.
That's the idea. The importance is what you accomplish, not where you sit and how long you sit there.
So how does the study actually work? Is it a survey? Are they observing certain people? How does it work mechanically?
Well, what we've done for our part, Deloitte's part in this, is to conduct surveys and focus groups and to also do some observation to look at the data that exists that tells us how employees are spending their time, what they're accomplishing with their time, and what choices they want to make. We've looked at attitude as well. We're interested in how people feel about the choices that are available to them today and what choices they'd like to have in how and where and when they spend their time. So we've looked at those three aspects, behavior, attitude, and performance today, and we'll be looking to see what the ROW impact is as it's implemented over the next 6 months.
So you're looking specifically at how this impacts the worker, or are you also looking at results on the other end, where you actually get work results?
Oh, we need work results. That's very important. Above all, the organization has to meet its mission objectives. If it doesn't, then this is not a success, clearly. So if this new approach enables workers to be more effective in producing the work that they need to produce at a high quality and in the way that it needs to be done, if the customers are happy, then what we've got is a success. That's what we'll be looking to see. It's not just whether people are happy, but whether people are productive and effective in their jobs.
And we're speaking with Naomi Leventhal. She's director with Deloitte Consulting in Training and Management Assistance. And how long will this take? And then, more importantly, what will OPM do once they have the results, do you think?
Yeah, that's the important thing. This is a six-month pilot, and so they're underway now. They've just begun recently, and it'll run through the end of the calendar year. After that, we'll be providing a full assessment of what has taken place, where we see opportunities to extend this, where they've got big successes, if there are any concerns, or are there any places where they haven't been fully successful. We'll be pointing that out as well. And then the recommendations will be provided to Director Berry, and he, I presume, will want to think about how he can use those recommendations both within OPM to extend the pilot's reach outward across all of OPM, and then consider how he can make recommendations for the federal government as a whole to help workers achieve their flexibility goals. So we hope what we'll see are some great ideas that will be applicable not just to OPM but to other federal agencies as well.
And a year will be long enough to gather the amount of data that you would need? I mean, a lot can happen in a year, but I was wondering, that's going to be enough time for you?
We think that this is 6 months, actually, the six-month pilot, and we think that that's going to be adequate. And one reason we do is that the pilot organizational units were very well chosen. There are transactional workers, for example, people working in the retirements area There are people who are more like internal consultants working in the human resources solutions area. And the director has such a strong commitment to this pilot project that he's even allowed the organization to select his director's office as one of the pilot sites. And so there's a wide variety of staff type and staff responsibility type. And so we think that that spread of differentiation will enable the organization to get a lot of good data and be able to analyze the impact of these flexibilities on many different types of workers.
And just a final question, as you conduct the focus groups, those are always fun to watch. You know, sometimes you want to jump through the mirror and say, what do you mean by that? But will John Berry himself, do you think, attend some of them and really get a dosage of the raw information gathering?
Yeah, he's been very directly involved in this. He kicked off the whole pilot project by holding a town meeting for all of the OPM employees to let them know what was happening. And he's also just completed and submitted to us his survey so that we know what his feelings are about behavior and attitude and performance within the organization as well. So
anything you can share?
He demonstrated a strong commitment to this project.
I suppose he can't tell us what he thinks at this point.
No, I can't tell you that.
Naomi Leventhal is director with Deloitte Consulting and Training and Management Assistance, talking to us about the Workplace Flexibility Survey. Ms. Leventhal, thanks so much for joining us this morning. We appreciate your time and your insight, and we'll be checking back with you as this progresses.
Thank you.